Well, Ryan, first of all, congratulations, man of the match. You just have to picking up the award. You're after winning a house in Dublin.
But I don't know about that. I hope so.
Tell me, but I'm sure winning this game was more important.
Yeah, listen, man of the match and stuff like that's great, you know, but it's not what you set out for. I think a number of people could have been man of the match out there today. I think we just put in a huge shift as a team, you know, and we really worked on that during the week, Tom, to be honest with you. We were extremely disappointed with our second half against St Michael's. Could have been out of the championship handy, to be honest with you, you know, but we really worked on during the week, you know, on trying to keep the ball better and get better scores and get everyone involved, you know, and work, play more as a team and stuff like that, you know, and I think we really showed that out there today. Don't get me wrong, obviously positives and negatives come out, you know, disappointing goal to give away the first half and a couple of wee turnovers it wouldn't be like, but I think over the 65-70 minutes of the game, we really grit our teeth and showed a lot of character to get over the line.
Yeah, did memories of last year's semi-final come back to you when Guido got that first goal?
You try not to think of the past, to be honest with you. I think, to be fair, Guido were the better team last year and fully deserved their victory, you know. And I think to be fair to Guido, they've really set the bar and Donegal and Glenty, to be fair to them, going into Ulster and stuff like that. And they gave us an exhibition in the football last year and just that what I'm after touching on, keeping the ball, getting the scores at the right time and getting the big players in the ball and getting the right scores, you know, and they done that against us last year. So we learnt a lot off that, you know. We've a lot of young players in our team and stuff like that really helps, you know. And I think the result last year would really have helped us this year, you know, to get over the line.
Yeah. 6 points to 1-3 at half time. What was the feeling?
I suppose a wee bit disappointment when we weren't winning because we thought the goal was a bad score to give away, but thought we were in a good enough position, you know. We were playing well enough, you know. We were 3-0 up, so we did, and then just done a couple of things we shouldn't have done. Kate took the ball into contact a couple of times, just weren't doing what we set out to do, you know. And thankfully we regrouped at half time and got back into that and came out the second half, and to be honest with you, I don't think we looked like losing the game really, to be honest with you, at all. So it was
important to come get a good start.
Yeah, it was, you know, because games like East here between top teams can go an inning, you know. So to really get a lead and to make them come out a wee bit, you know, if it was all the way about, they would have been happy, you know. So to make them come out of their shell a wee bit and have it to attack us, and especially conditions like that, you know, it really helped.
How difficult were the conditions?
Yeah, they were extremely tough, but I actually touched on, Tom, to be honest with you, I have to take my hat off to Larry Kenny and to the unions. The pitch was in immaculate condition for the rain and for two games we played, you know. There wasn't a blade out of grass and it really held up. It was like a summer's day out there in the pitch, except for the rain, obviously. But it was great, and I think that helped, and it really made for the encounter. You know, if you're playing in a heavy pitch, it might not mean as many scores, and legs have been a lot heavier. So I think you have to congratulate the unions on that and having the pitch in great shape. But it was tough, you know. I think it was just a wee bit slippy for both sides. You know, it's never going to help one team, you know. So for both sides, it was very slippy. Just the wee pass where on a dry day, Mike with a hand where it was going to foot out here, you know.
Yeah. That win will do a lot for you against a team of the calibre Guido.
It will, you know. I think a lot of people has talked that Kilcar haven't beat many of the top teams, you know, in the last number of years. Bar Glenty's probably in the final when we won it. So I think a lot of people were touching that we hadn't beat a lot of the top teams. So I don't want to say we put it to bed because we still have a final to do, and if we lose the final it means nothing, to be honest with you. So but we put a wee bit of it to bed today, but it's going to mean nothing unless we get over the line in the final. As I said, we know what it's like to lose one, and we know what it's like to win one, so hopefully we can get over the line next day in 2 weeks' time.